start your day at the Torah Way in Northwest London, 4th of Shabbat, Thursday, 4th of Shabbat, 26th of January. Rabbi Rafi Brody, Shlita, Miraculous Boundaries and More in Halacha. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Family Brody, Lichvot Simchat Nesuim of Yael Brody and Chaim Arya Goldschmidt, which took place yesterday. Yit Ratzon Shivna Bayis Nemor Yisrael L'Shem V'Lishilo, and to Family Dudi Rosenberg, in fond memory of his father, Rav Herschel Rosenberg, Zichrono Livracha, in Nishmas Rav Yitzchok Tzvi, Rav Nachum Moshe Meir, on his 28th Yahrzeit site today.
Okay, good morning, always a pleasure to be here. Just if you're having trouble to start your day the Torah Way learning, we just want to be mechavik ourselves with the Rav Moshe Feinstein in this week's Sedra. He says on the pasuk at the end of the Sedra, and I have to read his words because they're beautiful. So we know that we put our tefillin on our left hand, yod cho, yod keo, shehakavona, shetzorich lechazik. You have to be mechazik yourself, kishehu keo, when you're feeling weak. Dehainu kishehu odom b'matzav shel chulcho. When you're feeling low, verifian, it's hard for you to learn. The chazino, we see, kishehu odom misrashel, when you're in that type of mood, kol mitzvah bolei b'koishi. Every mitzvah is a krecht. V'af sheloimed, even when you are learning, ain't no maving kolkach. You don't understand so well. Says Rav Moshe, so what's the remedy? It's not a magic 2023 remedy. Aval kesheyodea shezehu ikir shel kol achayim. When you know that Torah is dos leiden, that's life. Umitzchazik ve'ein imisrashil, and you pull yourself together, oz then, even when he's weak, it'll be easy for you. It's life itself. You want to get down really till psak halacha, this is what you're going to do. When you see she'ena mevin kiro, you don't understand. It's because she'ena soivishu ikar chayim. The reason is because you don't realize that this is life. This is what tefillin tells us. Your weak hand, your chazak, should be strong. Even when you're weak, be strong. Even your left has to be your right. And in that zechus, Hashem will give you the koyach to learn. And in another place, Rav Moshe writes, that's why you have to put on tefillin shel roish too. Ki akol beroish. Everything's in your head. Lohavin mao ikirachayim. It's all about the state of mind. V'achrei zehu yochel azis mitzvot afilu al tzmoil shekoshim lecha. Even when it's hard for you. Gavaldik. Okay, let's move on. Just one piece of nevuah from the Chasam Sofer, Divrei Nevuah. He said that the Chamushim Rei Yisrael, this week, Sedra, four-fifths died in Makat Choshech. Says the Chasam Sofer, they had two nisyonos. One was, the Yidden could have taken money from the Goyim, but it's not time yet, you're going to get it beheta. Don't take it be'issa. And the other nisyon was, I want to go outside, I want to see what's going on in Makas Bechoros. Those were the two nisyonos they had. And his son, the Heiligen Michtav Sofer, the Crook of Aruv, said the Chasam Sofer, Divrei Nevi'ahs, B'meshach kol ha'doyros, Klal Yisrael are going to have two nisyonos. The nisyonos, don't take money from the goyim be'issa, you can take it be'heta. And don't go out, don't go where you shouldn't be going. Those are the two Divrei Nevuah of the Heilige Chasam Sofer. Okay, today we want to talk about Arbe. Makas Arbe, and before we start, I want to be mashatav dvorim nifloy. The pasuk says in Peik Yud Pasuk Hei that they ate kol ha'eitz. So first we have to know where they got trees from, right? A moment ago was borrowed and it broke all the trees. So the Ramban brings that some say that there was a long time between borrowed and choshek and arba. So there was time to grow, but he's choylik on it. He says, "What are you talking about? All the makas took place within a year. They were very close to each other." Ein Ramban, the Netziv says, Eitzim here means saplings, very young shoots. And the Sephorna says, they didn't eat the trees, They kill, Arba doesn't eat trees. They were mekalkel the trees. Ochal miloshen that they were mekalkel them. What's very interesting is that the in Pasuk Hey it says they ate the trees. They ate the eitzim. In Pasuk Tesvav, when you see what actually happened, it says it's priha eitz. Why in one place does it say eitzim? One place priha eitz. So I want to share with you the chevron of Rosh Hashiva. We know that the Maharal says that the Esem Makos, and without going for Shir in itself, on Mechuvan, Keneged Asorim Amoris, Sheboi Nivra Ha'olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Asorim Amoris, and the world was Mekalkel them, and the Makos are coming to re-establish the Esem Amoris. And it works backwards. The first one of the Makos is the last one of the... The first one of the Asorim Amoris is the last one of the Esem Makos. So, what's the one of Arba? Which one is Arba? Arba is Toitzei Ha'oretz Deshe. That is Mechuvin Keneged Makos Arba. And we know, says David Cohen, that in Toitzei Ha'oretz Deshe, when the land HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you should grow produce, you should grow trees, the trees didn't listen. And the trees were supposed to have, that the tree, the bark of the tree itself, was supposed to have the tam of the pri. And in fact, they only gave the peiros the tam. Zokta David Cohen, Chevron Rosh Shiva, the tikkun can't be better than the original. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Makas Arba, go and eat the eitzim. And you know what the Arba did? They only ate pri or eitz. In the same way as the original Tzivoy was defected, so also in the tikkun of it, as it were, the Esamako is brilliant, but it was also it was also affected. So that brings us to the subject we would like to talk about. So there's a medrash, a famous medrash, that the Makos, the Akadosh Baruch Hu brought on Mitzrayim, brought peace between the Mitzrayim and the neighboring countries. Because they had a machloikus on the boundaries, on the borders. Ketzad. There was a machloikus between Kush and Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was saying, here are our borders. And Kush was saying, no, your borders are further back. And they were arguing backwards and forwards, a war. Derech Agav, by Tzvardea, it says, Vayasu kena chartumim beloteim. Vayalu es atzvardim al eretz Mitzrayim. Bring them a fortune. What does I have to say again? Vayalu, they came on Eretz Mitzrayim. So the Eidus de Yosef says a gavaldig eteretz. This was what was going on. The Tzfardea was bringing the boundaries, the borders of the country, and making shalom. You know what the Khartoumim wanted to do? The Khartoumim could make Tzfardea. They wanted a gang of Nochabis land. So you know what you do? You make Tzfardea, and you put it next to the border, and Yiganef noch a kilometer, Yiganef noch a kilometer. But the HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nest. There was a nest, Vayalu es atzfardim of the Chartumim al Eretz Mitzrayim. Even there, Tzfardea was delineated the border of Eretz Mitzrayim. So why am I talking about Tzfardea when the parasha is Boy? And everyone knows the gematria that Boy is three, and it's the last three Makas. Because the same Medrash says about Makas Arbe. It says about Makas Arbe that it was Mechases Kol Eretz Mitzrayim. Trek the Chasen Sofer, Trek the Tzvas Emes in Mishle. I don't understand. It had already happened. We'd made Shalom in between us and the Kushim already Makas Tzfardea. What's going on? So there's a number of Tirutzim. The Yafei Toyar says, maybe the Tzfardea came from the Ya'or at the end of the day. So people could say, you know, any place that was near the Ya'or does not prove the boundaries, because they had to come from the Nile. So it was where else they're supposed to come from? So there were certain areas that couldn't be proven from Tzfardea, and that's what Arba proved. Other Mepharshim say that there were places where there were colonies inside Mitzrayim that the Kushim owned. And therefore, Machat Sfardea, which only delineated the borders, that was only the outer borders of Mitzrayim, but places within Mitzrayim that belonged to the Kushim and there were machlokes between them, that the Tzfardea didn't do the job. And that needed Arba to finish off the closing of the borders between Mitzrayim and Kushim, even in places within. And there's another teretz that the Arba came after Borod. And this is a murdik of Shah. And you know what they did? After Tzfardea, they made borders. You know what they made borders from? From trees. They made trees to make a beautiful scenic border between Kush and Mitzrayim. And then came the Borod, and the Borod smashed down all of the trees by Yishabes Oetzin. And so they needed a Nochamo. They needed a Hakofa base. How are they gonna create the borders again? So they say this is the Pshat in the Pasuk in Tehillim. It says in Tehillim Kufhei, Vayach Gafnom Useinosom in Borod, Vayeshaber Eitz Gevulom. I'm Moedikanai Pshat in Pasuk. Vayeshaber Eitz Gevulom. What did it say? Gevulom? No, because they made Eitzim on the borders, and now they needed to make new Eitzim because they were broken in the Borod. Beautiful. Okay. So now we want to ask a Moedik Yishayla. And let's make it slightly more relevant. Everyone knows the story after Shmita and Moshe Koyma Mios, where the whole of Israel was struck with locust, but Moshe Koyma Mios wasn't touched. So what happens now if there was a machlokes between Moshav Koyma Mios and the Moshav next to it? Where are the borders of the Moshav are? So could the Makas Arbe, and they come to based in the Seirah Boisai, Makas Arbe came until here, so it's proven that these are our borders. Does that have any weight in Halacha? The fact that a Nes happened, can we use that to prove halachically a din in Beis Din? Or say, no, Loi Vashomayimi, you can't prove dinim from Nisim. That's the Shaila that I want to lay out before us today. We all know that there was a Maisa of Rebbe Lezer and the Chachomim with Tanu Shelachnai. And without going to the case of the Machloikas, and they were bending the walls of the Beis HaMedrash, Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachomim had a Machloikas, and he brought all sorts of riyas min HaShomayim, and the Maskana was, Loi BaShomayimi! And we're going to break all the Tleicheres, nothing doing. Torah is given down here for us to toil and be Meyageya in Torah, and whatever the Halacha comes out, the Halacha comes out. So Lecha'oira, you have a clear din loy bashomayni. You cannot use nisim to create a psak halacha. However, we'll find that this is not quite so hermetic, because, for example, the pasuk says v'hamon kezera gad, and the Chazal in the Gemara tell us that it was gad, it was magid, and when Moshe Rabbeinu had a shaila, whether this child was born in the ninth month from the first husband or in the seventh month from the second husband, the ka'elu ka'elu shailas, he said, boykel, wait till the morning and we'll see what the din will be. Why? Because let's see where the mon is going to fall. It was an embarrassing situation sometimes, the mon, whereby, oh, it didn't come to my door. No, tapsak alocha. Ailoi bashomayim hi. How can Moshe Rabbeinu paskan? It's a himmel dikiraya. What's that got to do with halacha? So the first teretz is, the Kapis Demorim says, and we're going to have to run through a number of tirutzim, the Kapis Demorim says, no, Moshe Rabbeinu did not use the himmel dikirayas to be machriya, to decide decisively what the halacha is. Just, there were people who were mafakpik in the halacha. They said, we think nishtah. Moshe Rabbeinu just used the mon to prove the naysayers, to prove people who always say punkt faket, So he used the rhyme in Ashomayim to get rid of those tainas. So really the hachra was from the halacha alei. And just to get rid of those people, so Moshe Rabbeinu used the rayas min hashamayim, but it wasn't to be machriya lehalocha. The second teretz is, and Reb Chaim confirms this in stencil, that the pasuk says, Loi chein avdi Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu is different. Bechol beisi ne'emonu. Says the Sifra, Bechol beisi ne'emonu, afilu min hamalochim. He's even greater than malochim. Says Reb Chaim, that no other Novi could ask a Kaddish Baruch Hu his fakers. Loi kein avdi Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu is under a din. Moshe Rabbeinu is of Reb Chaim. No, he can ask his fakers to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, but nobody else can. So you don't have a kashrut from the Mon. The Mon is Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu has a special din. Teres number three. A Moshe de Kechidish from the Klichenda. And he says it based on a Shaila. The Shemen. Shemen Zayez Zoch, the Menorah has to have Shemen Zayez Zoch. It came from the Anonim. How did Moshe Rabbeinu know that it's Shemen Zayez Zoch? Shemen came out of the Anonim. He paskened from what? From being Moshe Rabbeinu, from smacking it that he knew. Said like the Chazon Ish with the Chazon Ish Etzrik, he smelt it and says, oh, das is Nishka Murkev. Moshe Rabbeinu, how could he do this? Says the Klichendel, Gewaldige Sach. Chiddush Otzum. Says the Klichendel, before the Torah was closed, as it were, at the end of Bamidbar, so you don't say, Loi Bashomayim hi. Perhaps because some of it was still Bashomayim. The Torah hadn't fully been given until the end. And therefore, as long as there was no Stimas HaTorah, so Loi Bashomayim hi does not apply. Only at a later time in history does Loi Bashomayim come. Moiridit. Koivet Shi'urim, Baba Basa, Tof Reish Mem, says a Moiridit a different heritage. And he bases it on the Gemara. The Gemara has a Shaila, not going into the Shaila. Two people borrowed money from me. And I don't know which one borrowed 100 and which one borrowed 200. And the Shaila in the Gemara is, can we believe one aid to say how much was lent to Reuven and how much was lent to Shimon. And the Gemara says, Yehei Munach at Sheyovo Eliyahu. Says the Rebbe Chana Wasserman, you see from here that an Eid Echod is Ne'emon. Because of course, says Rebbe Chana, Yehei Munach at Sheyovo Eliyahu means, doesn't mean that Eliyahu now he's going to do hocus pocus and Nevuah and say, ah, it is. It's going to be an Eid Echod. Says Rabbi Chana Wasserman, in Kovet Shiurim, he says, you know what's going to happen when Eliyahu Hanavi comes? It's not going to be Bashomayim. He's not going to... You know, Rav Shach said that everyone thinks that when Mashiach is coming, we're going to get a rose to greet Mashiach. Said Rav Shach, I'm going to hide under the shtender miroiv busha mihoid ge'oin the Mashiach. So people, when Mashiach comes, and they're going to come to the Shaila, the people are going to melt. Yehimunachat Yom Eliyahu doesn't mean that Eliyahu Hanavi is going to say Nevuah, and that's how they're going to pass in the Shaila. People themselves are going to admit their guilt in front of a personality like Eliyahu Hanavi. But there are other kashas. The Gemara in Soita says that the Mayim would be boidik and isha. And nevertheless, in halacha, and without going into it, there's a shaila whether edim or shakronim or not. And the Gemara wants to say, if the mayim were boidik the isha and she blew up, that's a raya that the edim or shakronim. How can you use a himel de kazakh of these waters blowing up the woman to give a psak halacha whether edim or shakronim afterwards? Loi bashomayimi. David HaMelech, we know, you're not allowed to make the Beis HaMikdosh on the Mokoyim that of Duboy Avoy Dezorah. And David HaMelech, with his supernatural powers, he knew that this was a Mokoyim, that it was Oretz Besula. No Avoy Dezorah had ever been served on it. Eloi Bashomayim, So all the tirutzim we've said till now don't hold water in these cases later on. So we come to teretz number 5, and it sounds like the most geschmack is Issa teretz, but it's not so poshut. Say the achronim, you can be mechalek between two types of shaylos. And the cherry on the cake is nifla, according to this teretz. There's two types of shaylos. There's a shayla in a sofek b'metzius. We just don't know what happened. And there's another shaila is, Yerushalayim midas. Abaye says, yeah. Rava says, yeah. What's the pshat? Malkus and Mamoin. Do you say kabbalah with the Rava Minei in Malkus and Mamoin or not? Say the Achronim. You can be mechalek. A sofik in metzius. We just want to find out. We want to know the truth. What happened? And what happened? Then you don't say loy vashumayimi. That you can use himel bikarayas to find out the metzias. So if you want to know if it's a ben tisha from the first wife or ben shiva from the second wife, I'm just finding out the metzias. All the cases with the man, I'm just finding out the metzias. I'm just finding out what actually happened. I'm not saying Abaya and Rava, who's the halacha like. So a shayla metzias, you're allowed to use shumayim bikarayas, but for Hachros, halacha lemaisa, then you're not allowed to. It's a beautiful teretz. And not only is it a beautiful teretz, in Arz of the Bei Rav, Shane, the Ponvich Rav, he says, a murdikazach. It says, legabe, a metziah, for example, which is a shaila in a metziah, who does it belong to? The Gemara always says, yehei munach acheyov eliyom. However, in other cases, Shailas v'Iboyas, it says, Teiku, Tishbi Yitareitz, Kushis v'Iboyas. So the Ponovich Rav doesn't upshat. Because if it's a Shaila in Metzias, then Eliyahu HaNovi can come and he can say, Minavua, oh, the Metzias that happened was this and this. It's not his, it's his. The Metzias is this person's, and we'll sort out all the Shailas in a Shomayimdik way. Eliyahu will tell us the truth of the Metzias. However, if it's a shailas v'ibayis, you want to know halacha lemaisa, tishbi yitareitz kushis v'ibayis. Ow, barischa dayraisa milchamta shel Torah. Moedike teretz. The only problem with this teretz is that even once you've said the sofik b'metzias, after that, there's going to be a hachra in Beis Din. If we want to know, is it a 9th month baby from the first husband or a 7th month from the... Then there's going to be din in Yefoshoitz that are going to come out of that afterwards. When, from the Egla Arufa, worms went until the house of the murderer, okay, that was a sophic in Metzias. We found out now who the murderer is. What do you do now? You're going to kill the murderer, din in Yefoshoitz in Beis Din. It's not the sofik in metzias is gonna lead to serious hachrois al pi halacha in Beis Din that shoot out of it. One of the rishonim wrote Shalach Tshuvas Min HaShomayim. He had dreams at night with Eliyahu HaNovi, with Malochim. Shalach Tshuvas Min HaShomayim. How do we deal with that? Loi b'Hashomayim he. To the Maharam Ben Chaviv and the Tosfos Yom Tov Be'emes the choilek on this whole. On this whole idea, but some say, the Chiddush says, that some say that what's learned in Shomayim through Limud HaTorah, that's not called Leib HaShomayim. If you're a mitten sugya and you have something, it comes to you, a revelation from Shomayim, Rav Shimon Bar Dani, one of the Sfadi Gedolei HaDor, Nifta 2 weeks ago, he woke up one morning, and he ran to the Gemara, he opened to the Rosh, and his grandchild says, Saba, Mata Oseh, what are you doing? He said, the Rosh came to me in a cholam. I'm just shaking, he told me pshat in the Rosh. So when he comes through learning, et galant, galant, and then he had a revelation from Shomayim, not that on that you don't say, Loi v'Shomayim. We're running short of time, and we still have a whole chelek of halacha that we don't know. Because the Arizal and the Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, so many things that we do al pi Kabbalah that they don't have a makor in Gemara, in Shulchan Aruch, in Chasam Sofer. So the Chasam Sofer says to this chiluk that they did it whilst they were learning. They did it through learning. And therefore, Loi Vashomayim Hi is not said about these cases. I'm worried because so we've taken a tour of Shas, and we have 6 or 7 tirutzim. When do we say Loi Vashomayim Hi? Was it only Moshe Rabbeinu? Was it only a Sofik in Metzias, but not a Sofik in Halacha? Later Doiras, I'm worried because Loi Vashomayim Hi, whether we pass in Halachas or not. So Halacha Lamaisa in Koy Moshe Koy Mamios, if they have Arbe and they don't know whether they can use Makas Arbe in the surrounding Moshavim to know whether they can delineate their borders or not through that, so I can Shmak a Shaila. And Lechoira, it's a Shaila in Metzius, not sure what we can do, about it. Someone to say that the Loi Vashomayim Hi is only in paskening until the Shulchan Aruch. When we want to pass, what's the halacha of Pi Shulchan Aruch, then you'd say Loi Vashomayim Hi. But a hachra of later poiskim, that you can use Loi Vashomayim Hi. When Sanhedrin created the halacha, the Anshekhinah Zagdoila, and the Tanoim created the halacha, then you say Loi Vashomayim Hi. If you want to know, is the halacha like the Chazon Ish and the Beliashiv, or like Reb Shlomo Zalman, then you can use a Shemayim Dika halacha to a Shemayim Dika Hisgalos to tell you the halacha. I just want to finish with one more stickle. We started with the Reb Moshe Feinstein. Let's finish with the Reb Moshe Feinstein. We know the Pasuk says in this week's Sedra, "Vayishalu ish me'eis re'eu ve'isho me'eis re'usa klei chesed v'chlei tov." A gevaldik Pasuk, except that I don't feel so comfortable calling the Mitzrayim Re'ehu. From when do we call Re'ehu? We know Bahafta Re'echa Kamoicha excludes certain members of society because they're not Re'echa. They're not your friends. How do we call the Mitzrayim Re'echa? The Vilna Gaon at Hamoir Dikipshat. The Vilna Gaon says that Re'ehu means the Yidden. And you know how they were Moitzechein Be'enei Ha'om? Hashem said, first do chesed between yourselves. You do chesed between yourselves, you'll be yidden was called chesed, and then you'll be moitzechein ve'enyam, they'll beg you to take the gold and silver, you'll have a yiddish chein that comes through doing chesed. Rabbeinu Bachai says a different pshat. Rabbeinu Bachai says, no, achidush otzum. Before Matan Torah, the difference between yidden and goyim are not so distinct. The goyim are still called re'eu beyachas to the yidden. However, only after Matan Torah, the Koyach HaTorah, then the difference between a Yid and a Goy, there's no words in the dictionary to describe the difference between a Yid and a Goy. And Reb Moshe Feinstein said a Chiddush, and Reb Moshe Feinstein has fascinating tshuvas about calling Goyish names. And he's makel about calling Goyish names, means Raya's from Rabbeinu Peter, Bali Toisvas, Vardimus, the Mishnah Lamelech, I think it was called Vardimus, as Shaila is smooth in itself. At the end of the tshuva, he says, Veluli de Mistafina, and you have to take this very, very carefully. It's not for the young generation, it's people have to be very careful with this Luli de Mistafina. I know why he was worried about it. The Rak Lifnei Matan Torah, Hoya Kola Yadus Tuluya, everything was dependent on b'mashen nivdulu me'agoyim b'shmom l'shoinom u'malbushom. We had to have external differences that you should know the difference between a yid and a goy. Aval la'ach hashen nitno Torah, noch kabbalas ha'Torah, ein lonu esdir elo esdivrei ha'Torah hazois. Torah makes such an outstanding difference between a yid and a goy, she can be called Vardimus and Pete, and you can dress in like Western culture, and you can talk English. Aber a Yid is a Torah de Kayid. I heard from Revolda, he said about his Mashkiach, Rabbi Yerucham, that he thought there was a different Mashkiach on Shabbos. he saw a different mashkiach. He didn't understand in the meantime why they have a Shabbos sticker mashkiach. Then he looked again and he saw, no, this is a Shabbos sticker of Yeruchim. He looks totally different than he looks in the week. And they said about Reb Baruch Be'er that if Darwin would have seen Reb Baruch Be'er, he would have thrown his theory in the garbage. Then Reb Baruch Be'er says, Chaim, it's not oxygen, it's life itself. So says Reb Moshe, that once you chai Yehudi b'chol pirtei haTorah lo yitzorech etzo hevdeilim o elu shel shmom leshoinom u malbushom. Shkoyach.